there on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. We're in the middle of Teisves. Teisves the Bramaschel Elo V'im Teima. Now, Teisves was Magdem Ayesod that there is a concept of Sovolo Tume. And this means as follows. If there was previously a Tumah Chamure on something, and later a Tumah Kale, let's say something was first Tumah Medres, and now this Medres touches another Medres, so now because of this Negiya it should become a Maga Medres, so we say there's a concept of Sovala Tumah, and the Tumah Kale is not Kal on the Tumah Chamure. If the Bas Achas, a Tumah Kala and a Tumah Chamure come the Bas Achas, then there is no problem of Sovala Tumah in both of the Tumas Achal. And that is how Tosfos explained a Gemara in Menoches. There were two Sadinim, one was on top of the other, and a Zov lied on the top Sadin. So it became Tomei Tumas Medres, speaking about that there was no Maga of the Zov to the top Sadin. There was a Pshuti Kliyetza was Mafsik Beinoi Lebein HaSadin El Yaino. So the top Sadin is Mekabel Tumas, is a Tomei Tumas Medres. Then the top Sadin, which when the weight of the Zov bears down on the top Sadin, till the top sadin will touch a bottom sadin, so the bottom sadin will become tomei two tumis, one tumis medras hazov, because the zov, the weight of the zov is on the bottom sadin also, and the bottom sadin is mekabel tumis maga medras, because the bottom sadin, the basachas, when the top sadin caves in, so then it touches the bottom sadim touches the top sadim. So the basachas is hal on the bottom sadim a tuma of medres because of the zov, and a tuma of maga medres because the basachas it touches the medres al yaino. Masha ein kain, the top sadim will not be tome maga hazov, maga medres, because of the concept of Sovala Tume, since it was Tome Atume Chamura, it's an Ava Tume of Medres Azov, will not be Mekabel the Tume of Maga Medres. That was the Yesoid that we had till now. The Imtaima, so now in the middle of Taiswas, when the lines start getting wide. The Imtaima, the Bishili Ha'ir Vaharetev Tanya. Mara says further, Noir Varetev, Achetech Kizayis Boso Me'ever Minachai. An Eva Minachai has in itself Tumas Nevela. It says, Eva Minachai is Tumas Nevela Tanava Tume. An Eva Minachai is not Oymed Lachile, so it doesn't have, all it has is Tumas Eva Minachai, which is equivalent to Tumas Nevela. Achoitech Kizayis Boso Me Eva Minachai. And the person cuts off a Kizayis Boso Me Eva Minachai, and the purpose he cut it off because he wanted that this Boso should be eaten. Chishev Olov Va'achakach Chotchoi. So what is the halacha if before he cut off this boso, he was machashev to eat the boso? Va'achakach chotchoi, and then he was chaytechit, tomei. Then the boso is tomei. That means like this, without chishev olov, so when he cuts off the boso from the eiver, so the boser is toil legamri because it lost tumas eiver. It's not an eiver minachai anymore. So then there's no shaila whatsoever. But if chishev olov But what is before, when he cut off the basar, he was machashev that this basar should be eaten. So the machshove gives it a teiras oichel. And then later he cut it. Tomek. So then the basar that is cut off, so even though the basar does not have tumas eiver on it, because it's no more a chelik of an eiver, but it's tomei al smage eiver min achai, because the basar touched the eiver min achai. Uporich, the Gemara asks, tumas beis astorimi, the Gemara asks, why is this basar tomei? The basar that is cut off, why is it tomei? It's a tumas beis astorim. That means this basar, when was it mekabel tumah? When it was mechubel to the eiver. So that means the basar got then a shame oichel, because he's mechashev la'ochloi. So then it was mekabel tumah because it touched the eiver, it touched itself. So that's a maga beis astorim. Umishani rameyeri. So the Gemara says it's going according to rameyer. That Rameya holds that Maga Beis Astorim is Mekabel Tumah. Fine. So we have here an Eva Min Achai, and then he was Mechashev on the Basar of the Eva that he's going to eat it. So then it got a Teiras Oichel. It got a Teiras Oichel. And then it was, with the minute it got a Teiras Oichel, It was Mekabel Tumis Maga from the Aver, Als Maga Beis Astorim, and so then it became a Rishin L'Tumis. So Teisvis asked, V'hashta Heichi Chayu Acher HaMachshove Tumis Oichlem Dekil HaTumis Aver Min Achai Dechomer. So Teisvis asks, so how is it Chal? How is it chal on this basar, the tumah, the basar, kozman it's mechubal to the eiver, the basar has a din of eiver min achai, so it's an ava tumah. So how could it now be mekabel, how could it now get a tumas oichlim, there's a klal of sovel or tumah, and a tumah kala is not chal on a tumah chamura. What? In the middle of the Taisus Vimtema. We're starting where we left off. We're starting again from the Kashe. What? The Bishili Ha'il Varetev. Where the lines start getting wide. So we just said that Taisus was Magdim, that a Tume Hamura is Hal on the Tume Kala. A Tume Kala is not Hal on the Tume Hamura. So the Gemara is that's a concept of Sovel HaTumah. So Taisus is now asking Akashe, the Gemara says in Ha'il Varetev, he had an Eva Minachai. So the Eva Minachai had that on itself, a Tumas Nevela. An Eva Minachai is Tome like Nevela. Fine. Not an oichel, it's an eva minachai, it's tumas nevel. Then the mother says, if he was machashev to eat the basar of the eva minachai. So now the basar gets a shame oichel. So now, according to Rameya, that maga beis astorim is mekabel tumah, so the basar, since the basar is now a chelik of the eva minachai, it's also eva minachai, and it's touching itself, and it's touching the surrounding, so the basar is now mekabel tumas oichlim. It's mekabel tumas oichlim because it touched an eva min achai. It's an oichel that touched an eva min achai. So the basar now has a tumas oichlim of maga eva min achai. And therefore, it's not an oichel. An eva min achai is not oichel. It's not mutalachil. Unless it's chishev olav loichlim. So when it was chishav olav loichle, he wanted to eat the basar, and Eva's basar gidah matzomet. The gidah matzomet is never an oichle. The basar is also not an oichle without machshava. But he was chishav of loichlo. So now the basar gets ashem oichel. So now the basar is mekabel from itself. According to Rameya, it is an eva minachai. And now it became an oichel. So it's mekabel tumas oichlim. So here's in itself now a tumah of maga eva minachai. So therefore, when you cut off the basar, so even though now the basar is no more eva minachai, but its tumah out was mekabel tumah of maga eva minachai. So eva minachai is no, it's not an oichel. So came in kabel. Yeah, altisa. He was chishav of lo oichloi. He was speaking about a unique case. It's chishav of lo oichlo that gives it a shame oichlo. Whatever eva minachai is not chishav of lo oichloi. So it's nothing. So either it's an eva minachai, you cut away the piece of meat. So it's nothing. It's not an eva. So it's nothing. So it's toil legamri. But if chishav of lo oichloi, and I hold like Rameya that a maga beis astorim is mekabel tume, so then the basar got a teiras oichel right after the machshava. The basar got a teiras oichel right after the machshava. So memelu the basar was then mekabel tume als maga eva minachai. So when I cut off the basar is tume. That's what the Gemara says over there. Als maga eva minachai. Here's now a tumas oichel. So, yeah. Now, but what's the hashta, the third line from when it gets wide? That's what it says in the Gemara there. The hashta, so now Tosfos asks, Heichi chayil achar hamachshove tumes oichlem dekil, atumes eiva minachai dechoma. So Tosfos asks, b'shas he was machashev, the basar was still an eiva minachai. So the basar had on itself, it was an avatumo, it was eiva minachai. So how is it mekabel atumes eichlem? That's Tosfos kasha. And that gemara, how does it work? V'yesh loimar, so Tosfos answers, the tumas eichlem chomer. Tumas eichlem, I'm asking a kasha, how can tumas eichlem be chal? And tumas eiva minachai, a tumah kalo is not chal on a tumah chamura. So Tosfos answers the tumas eichlin chomo. Tumas eichlin is chomo. Sheroi litzarev im poches mikebeya eichlin. And it's roi litzarev im poches mikebeya eichlin. Avo koidim she yichoshev aleim lehoya roi litzarev. Tumas Eichlin is chamul because it's roili tzarev in poches mikebeya Eichlin. Yesterday when we learned the Tosfos, I didn't understand the Tosfos. Today I found Baruch Hashem and Teferes Yaakov. Teferes Yaakov also didn't understand the Tosfos, and then he says, Amuridike pshat in Tosfos. So I'd like to say over what the Teferes Yaakov says. He says as follows. If you have a oichel is only mekabel tume if it's a kebeya. If it's a kebeya, so then it's mekabel tume. Less than a kebeya, it's not mekabel tume. So he says like this. Now let's just picture what we're doing now. A person will take less than a kebeya of an oichel, and he'll be mitzvahif this to the eva minachai. We hear an eva minachai, the abosla gidim atomis. He's mechaberit to the bosa. Together he has less than a kebeya of bosa. He's mechaberit to the bosa. So now we have a kebeya with the eva, and this less than a kebeya of, let's say, for practical purposes, it's a bosa. So he has less than a kebeya of bosa. He's mechaberit to the bosa of the eva minachai. Now we have altogether a kebeya. So he says, Gonish McGonish, because the bosa, before he was Machashim Lochle, because the bosa is not an oichel. So Memela, you have here an Eva Minachai, that's an Avatumet. You have a Boches Mikebeye, that doesn't have a Shila Kapotumet. You Machaba them together. Gonish McGonish. So Memela, the Eva won't be the eva won't be mekabel, the pachas mekabeya oichel won't be mekabel tuma from the eva, even though the eva is metab. Now, I think, but now I'm going to think right now, I'm going to eat the bosa. I think right now I'm going to eat the bosa. Do you know what's going to happen right now? So this second that I think I'm going to eat the bosa, so now the bosa with the poches mikebeya oichel will become mitzurif to become a kebeya oichel, and the both right now be mekabel tumah from the eva. They'll be now be mekabel tumah from the eva. That's the bus will be mekabel tumas oichlim and the bus will be kebeya. Together he have a kebeya of oichlim, and right now it's mekabel tumah from the eva. This tumas oichlim because as mechashim it should be an oichl. That means if I wouldn't be mechashim it should be an oichl. So the tumah that the bus has on it is not capable of being metame the poches mekebeya. Because the pachas mikibaya together with the bosa does not make a beya. Because you don't have a kibaya of oichlim. Now that I was machashit, that I'm going to eat this bosa. So now this bosa, this second, a second before 1 o'clock, I think I'm going to eat this bosa. So as soon as I think I'm going to eat this bosa, so now I have a poches mikebeya oichlim with this bosa, which makes it I am now kebeya of oichlim, which is now mikabel tume from the eva. You have it's an eva also. The bosa is an eva also. So that it's mikabel tume. Now that what it's mikabel tume now from the eva, it's mikabel tume oichlim. This is a chumre. This is a chumrin kabbalah stumeh. That means if I wouldn't have been mechashiv, if I wouldn't have been mechashiv that it should be tumas oichlim, so it never would have been capable to be mekabel tumas oichlim with the poch mekibay oichlim. So because it is mekabel now tumas oichlim, now the poch mekibay also becomes tumeh. So we see that this tumas oichlim is more chomel, that means in the darga of tumeh, the eiver is an ava tumeh, and the tumas oichlim is a rishon l'tumeh. But when we're speaking about chomer, and it seems the klal of a kal is not chal on a chomel, that means if it's a tumeh kal, so it can't be chal on a tumeh chomel. But if through this chal is tumeh, it's more chomel than the chomel, na different nekude, there's a chaymer that now that it's mekabel to mesoichlim, it'll become a star with the kebeya, and now everything will mekabel to mesoichlim, it itself will also be mekabel to mesoichlim, so this kapolis to mesoichlim is a chaymer over the tumor of Eva Minachai. So then it could be chal. That is pshat, that's what the Tiferes Yaakov says, pshat and taisvet. Let us see, v'yeshleim et the tumas oichlim chomel, now it can be mitzurif in poches mikebeya oichlim. So mamela, this tumas oichlim is a chayma which was non-existent. Kolzmana wasn't an oichl. Kolzmana wasn't mikabel tumah. Avol koydim sheyechoshev aleihem. But before we thought to eat it, lehayiroyli tzarev. So this is not called kal al chomol. That's what others want to say. So it's called shavim. So this is one chayma. This is a different chayma. So it's called shavim. So al kaponim, that's why it can be chal. It's not kal al chomer. That is the first teretz of Tosfos. V'arav Rab Shimshon oimer. Now Rab Shimshon says a yesod. The sova le tume lo yishayach bedover shatume bo migupoi. V'chayil shaper afilu kal al chomel. The Rabbeinu Shimshon says that the whole concept of sovolo tume, that a kal is not kal an a chomel, that means if you need a maga from something else, let's say, let's go back to, we hear the two sadinim, We had the top sadim and the bottom sadim. The top sadim was tomei tumis medras. But now the top sadim will touch the bottom sadim, so we say, let the maga of the bottom sadim be metame, the top sadim should also be maga medras. So we say that a tumet kala is not hal on a tumet chamura. Since the top sadim is a tumet medras, it will not now be mekabel tumet from the bottom sadim to be a maga medras. That is dafke, if the source from which it is mekabel tume is an outside source. That means the top sadin is now touching the bottom sadin. So the outside source, the bottom sadin, wants to be mekabel the top sadin and make it a maga medrash. And that we have a klal that a maga of a tume kala cannot be chal on the tumah chamura. But if the source of the kabbalah's tumah from to make it a maga is from itself, then there's no chesaron of savala tumah. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shimshon said, so let's go to back to Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara says that if a person had an eva min achai and he was mechashiv, he was mechashiv that he's going to eat the basar. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, the basar is mekabel tuma from the eva because magen beis hastorim shmei magen. So Tosfos asks, but it's a tuma kale. The basar is an eva min achai. And now how could it be chal on this basar a tumas maga eva min achai? That was Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos answers, but the tumas maga, it's mekabel from itself. It itself is an eva, and it's metame itself. It's not an outside source that is being metame. It is being metame itself. If the source of tume is itself, then there's no chesaron of savala tume. The whole chesaron of savala tume is if there's a maga from an outside source, so then there's a halacha, that if it has a tumah chamura, tumah kala cannot be chal on it through an outside source. But if the source that it is mekabel, the tumah kala is from itself, not from an outside source, then there's no chesaron nafsav ala tumah. What the lomdus is, that I don't know, but I'll kaponim. That is the yesod, what the Rabbeinu Shimshon says. Rav Shimshon Noima, the sova leitume leishaych bedover shetume bo migufoi. If the tume is the tume kala that is coming migufoi, then there's no problem of that a kala should be chal anachoma. The chayel shaper afilu kal alachoma. That's you saw the Rabbeinu Shimshon said, and Memele, so Memele sent for the Kasha. Uchepeirushe masme ba'koy mitrabe. Now Tosfos wants to bring a raya to the Rabbeinu Shimshon, and a gemara na koy mitrabe. The boyle mifshet mehu de beis sadinim, the loy omar sovelei tume. The Gemara wanted to be poishet. Now, but the Gemara wanted to be poishet from the bottom sadin, before the Gemara was talking about the bottom sadin. The boyle mifshet mehu de beis sadinim, loy omar sovelei tume, the bottom sadin, I don't say sovelei tume. Sherei tachten tome medres umage medres. The tachten gets a tume kala. When it gets the tume chamura medres, it also gets a tume kala. You mustn't say babasachas, but before that, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that you don't say sovelo tume, because we see that the bottom sadin gets a tume smage medres, even though it has tume medres. Perish avogav the elyoneni tome elemedris hainim shum delay chayil maga dekil amedris tochomo bezeh chazeh.
the top sadin is not mekabel tumis magi medres, because it's bezeach hazeh. First it was mekabel tumis medres. Then, when it touches the bottom one, the top one should become magi medres. So that we say no. That we say savolotume. Bezeach hazeh, we say savolotume. Aval mitachsin boilem mifshot. But, let's go to the bottom. The bottom, kivin the babat achas, but the bottom is called mage medris, even though it's tumis medris. Kivin the babat achas, vadai chal afilu kal al chomo. Then babat achas, chal al chomo is kal al chomo is chal. The mother brings this raya. So let us just spell out what we just said now. We said now like this. We have here the two sadinim, the top sadin and the bottom sadin. The bottom sadin, on the bottom sadin, we have kal chal al chomo, which is a chesorim, but it's for basachas. Basachas, kal can be chal al chomo. That's why the bottom sadin is a medres and a magamed. The top sadin, we have here tal tilereyeset, it's kal Chal al chomel, and it's zecher zeh. So with talti lereyase, that means it's chal al chomel and zecher zeh. Then I say it's not chal. So I have here a formula that chod lereyase. That means if it's even though it's chal al chomel, but if it is bebas achas, it will be chal. Talti lereyase, if it's chal al chomel. And zeh achel zeh, then it's not chal. Fine, that is the formula. So the Gemara wants to be poishet ashayla. Let's just refresh our memory. The Gemara had such a shayla. A person had an isorin of a milcha, and he divided the isorin. So now and a tvul yoim touched half of the isorin. So half of the isorin is tomei al tmaga tvul yoim. And he puts these two halves, one is not touching the other, he's putting these two halves in the klisharis, and now so you have half of the sorim is tomei, the other half of the sorim is toya. Now he touches the tomei dikeher. A tvul yoim will now touch a tomei dikeher. So if it be metame the tomei dikeher, we have a klal, kaf achas, Kol mashe bekaf nasa achas, so it's like one big entity, and the other half will also become tame. That's if he's metame the first half. So now, in this case, we have also chodel l'reyeset. What's the chodel l'reyeset? It's not kal al chomel, it's shoving. That means before it was tame because a tvul yoim touched it, and now Nachamal Atful Yoim is touching it. It's not a Tumah Kala Atul Tumah Chamura. It's Shavim. That means before Atful Yoim touched it, now again Atful Yoim will touch it. And it will be Kalbav Tum again. So now the other half his son will be Mekabal Tum Askaf Achel. So it's Shavim, but it's Bazeh Achel there. So the Gemara in Mesechtes Menaches wanted to compare this chodel reyese to the chodel reyese of the bottom sadin. Just like the bottom sadin, if the zman kabbalah is bebat achas, even though it's kal al chomo, but we say chodel reyese, it is metamez. So the same thing, if you'll have shoven, it's not kal al chomo, before a tvul yoim touched it, and now a tvul yoim touched it. So it's not kal al chomo, but it's bezeach al zeh. So the Gemara wanted to compare that bechodel l'reyese, we say that the tume is chal al tume, and therefore it's called like we metame again the chatzi ha'isorin that was already mekabel tume. And if I metame it again, and now it's in one keli, so I say now the other half of isorin will also be mekabel tume al tzkavachas. That was a havamina in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. B boile mipshet. So the Gemara wants to be poishet, that just like we say, chodel reyese, that the barim sadin, the barim sadin is mekabel atum mekalo, since it's bebas achas, the boile mipshet, kivin the bebas achas bada, so me meis kivin the bebas achas, Vasachas vade chal afilu kal al chomo. So vasachas chal is chal al chomo. That means if it is chodel reyes, that it's kal al chomo, but it is vasachas. So memele, so then kal is chal al chomo. So the Gemara wanted to say, ve'im kein, b'shneim shovim. So who adin, b'shneim shovim. Kehuti Isorin Shechokoi, that means in the half of Isorin, first a Tful Yom touched it. And now, so Isorin, half of Isorin became Tomei. Now he put this half of Isorin into a Klishoris together with the other half, and it's not touching one another. And he want, now a Tful Yom touches it again. So here it is not Kal Al Chomo, it's shoving. Is that Philomizach Azeh? So it should be the same. And you should say, I'm metamer again. And since I'm now metamer, the chatziyah song, that is tamay, and now it is in one klishoris, so I'm metamer the holy song of salocha of kavachas. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Umishani, and the Gemara answers, your comparison is not a comparison. The bevas achas, these are two different things. Your formula is not the same. Bevas achas, vadei chayil afilu kalachom. That's right, bevas achas, kalas kalachom. So that's why the barim sadin is mekabel tumis magemedris, because it's bevas achas. Avo bezechas afilu shneim shovim lechaylach. Fine, that's a shakla v'tayi in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara wanted to compare Shovin to Bas Achas. The Gemara says, no, it's no comparison. They're two different dinim. Bas Achas is Bekoyach to make an even Kala Chomish Bichal. And if Zech is that, well, the Shovin won't Bichal. It's no comparison. Fine. The Hashter, Lefi Svoras HaPoishit, the one who wanted to be Poishit to Shailah, he held that it's the same thing. He held that Shovin is equivalent to Basach. He held Shovin is equivalent to Basach. So, Faktoisvis, Amailoi Poshit, so why did he have to bring this din? Why did he have to bring this din of Shtei Sadinim to be Poshit that the Basach has Kal Al Chomer Ischal? Amai loy poshet meramei edoma gabi sadin shaso viloin betomei mage medres alme dechal kal im chomo bebasachas fatoisvis. I have another raya. Why do you have to bring this din of sadinim? I have another raya from Rameya. Rameya said that if a person had a sadin that was tomei medres, so this, according to Rameya, let's be aloch, Rameya holds that is no chesorin of beis hastorin. So he have a sadin that's tomei medres. So it's mekabel from itself, and it becomes maga medres. So every sadin that is medres is also maga medres. It's both. It's the medres and maga medres. Then later, he made it oisadin, and he made it for a viloin, he made it for a curtain. Now it's not usable for a madras, now it's usable for a curtain. So now Rameya said, but the viloin would come a magi madras, because before it was madras and magi madras, now it's not roi to be madras anymore, because he made it for a viloin, so it's come a magi madras. Now, So Khan Shailaben, this is a member of Rameya. Now, so how did it become Magamedris? Bebasachas. Became Magamedris. When it became Medris, it became Magamedris. So this Yisod, that Bebasachas, a Kal is Chal together with a Chomo, you see from Rameya. So why, it seems the Gemara brought down this memory of Rameya. And the one who wanted to be poshet to Shaila Bishovin, he held that Bas Achas Kal Al Chomo is equivalent to Shovin Bas Achas. That's what he held. So why did he have to bring the case of two Sadinim? He should have brought the case of Rameya. He had the same Yesod over there. By the case of Rameya, this Sadin was Mekabel Tumas Medras and Magi Medras Bas Achas. And then later, when they became Ois Tomei Medris, it's still Magi Medris, because it was Magi Medris from before. So you see, Bebas Achas, it's Chal, Kal Al Chomo. So Memele, so why did the woman the Raya from Ramei? The Gmor knew this member of Ramei. So Taisvis, it's a Raya to the Rabbeinu Shimshin. Over there is Bechlau no Chisorin of Sobol Atome. Because the case of Sadin, the Sadin became a Maga Medris from itself. From itself, there's no problem whatsoever. The whole, that was the Yisod of the Rabbeinu Shimshin. The Gemara can only bring a right with Shnei Sadinim. Shnei Sadinim is Shnei Sadinim are going not like Rameya. Going not like Rameya. So the Sadin Hatachtain is Mekabel Magi Medras from the Sadin Helya, not like Rameya. Shnei Sadinim is a Raiva Basachas Kalas Chalachom. But according to Rameya, it's Mekabel Tumor from itself, and it's Mekabel Tumor from itself, it's Mokal No Chesorim of Sovelot Tumor. Amaylei poshet mirameya da oma gabi sadin shaso vilain, the tome mage medres. Alma de chal kal ima chome basachas. Elo vada yarai to the Rabbeinu Shimshin. Kshatume bo migufoi. Loim rinin sova lei tome. If the source of the tome kal is from itself, then there's no problem with sova lei tome. Besides the problem of Magi Beis HaSorim, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that Bas Achas Kala is not Chal and Chamura. Rochile poshit elam Rav Yosi of Shnei Sadin. That's this taisa. Now let us go further to the next taisa. So the Gemara said, Ula had said, afilu according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds Maga Beis HaStorim, but never Teres Maga. But Rav Yosi holds, if you had a large beggar, and you tore off from this beged sholesh al sholesh, so the sholesh al sholesh will be mekabel tumah from the large beged, because b'shas you're tearing it, it's impossible that it shouldn't touch it. So then Rabbi Yossi is made that the small beged, the gimel al gimel at place will be mekabel tumah from the large beged. That's the member of Ula, Abu Sholish, Asholish, a voice me beget Godel, Vishas Prishos, the Mayavim, the Kabbalist, the Mayavim. Let us see, Texas. Abu Sholish, Asholish, a voice me beget Godel, Vishas Prishos, the Mayavim, the Kabbalist, the Mayavim. The Koidem Shenechlak Legamri, Noigais, Chatiches, Zulazu. So each one is touching the other one. So Memele, so the Gimel al Gimel at voice is touching the large beged, which the large beged there was a Teresa Tumas Medrash. So now the Gimel Gimel at voice with Mekabel Tumas Mage Medrash. Vuhu Adin, Teresa says the same din will be the Bishloisha al Shloisha. Even if you don't have a big beggar, Shloisha al Shloisha, Maskachel for the Maida Rabbi Yossi, Kigoyin Shloi Hivsik Pshutikli Eitz, Bein Ragloi Le Beggar, If lemaisa you have begid, which is the minimum shear of medrash, shloishet vachem or shloishet vachem, and there was no hefsek kliyeh, the osi medras umage bebasachas, and he stepped on the shloisha al shalish. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, it was mekabel tumis medras umage umage magazov bebasachas. Apilum hisik. Yeah, so the Shaykh case that the whole, here the Gemara mentions according to Ula says, there's a big baguette and you cut Sholish or Sholish as boys, it'll be Tomei of Magamedras. So Taisvah says, you can have according to Rabbi Yossi, by Shloisha Tvachim or Shloisha Tvachim, that the Zod stepped on it with his bare feet. So now, this beggar has on it Tumas Medrezov, it has on it Tumas Magazov, so now when you cut it, so even though it lost the Tumas Medrez, it'll have to be on it the Tumas Magazov. That means Taisus is telling us the din that Rabbi Yossi is made by Magazov is not only from a big beggar. I'll tell you another case that it'll have when you split it, and it lost the Tumas Medrez, it'll still have a Tumas Magamedrez. If Bishat, the Zov was Metamet, it was Babasachas, Medrash Zov, and Amadah Zov. Then Taisa says, I'll tell you a third case, that you can have a Beged that is Shloisha or Shloisha Tvachim, and it's Shloisha or Shloisha Tvachim, and it has, and you'll split it, and it'll have Magah Zov. I feel that there was Pshute Kliyeh. I feel that in Hivsik Nami, that means that you had here a sadin that was folded over. You had a sadin that was folded over, and the zov was doiret and was a hefsik pshute kliyeh. So you had a folded over sadin, you had the one sadin that was folded over, you have pshute kliyeh over the sadin, and a zov stands on top of the pshute kliyeh. Now, the sadin is mekabel from the zov only to mesmetris. He didn't touch his pshute kliyeh over the sadin. The sadin is only tomei to mesmetris from the zov. But since the sadin is folded over, so memele, so each side is metama the other, it's maga medres, and this is not a maga beis hastorim. So Taisa says you have another case, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it was shloisha or shloisha tfochim, you had one sadin which was shloisha or shloisha tfochim, it was folded over, so memela when it's folded over, so bebatachas, if he folds it over later, they have a problem, okay, then we have a problem of savalotume. If it was folded over, Bishas, the Zov was Zayres on top of it, so Lemaise, so the, both Chalokim of the Sadim were Mekabel Tumas Medrash, and each Chalik is Metama the other Chalik, Maga Medrash, Babasachas. So since it's folded over, so this is, the bottom Chalik is Tumas Medrash, the top Chalik is Tumas Medrash, and they're touching each other, so the Babasachas, each chelik became a maga medras also. That's what Taisha says. Bafila in hefsek nami, there was a hefsek of pshutikli eight that the zov did not touch the sadin. No yenichbal b'shah shedoras olo sheshnei rosheim noigim zeba zeb begoli. That means both of the roshim are touching itself begoli. The ain ze beis hastorim, it means by some, by the roshim, it's not called beis hastorim. Maybe inside it's called beis hastorim. But the roshim are not called beis hastorim. So I have another case that it's possible that I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, that I had shloisha, and I divided it, and the, and the, and each one will be tummy maga medus. Al nechale, lashkuchi tumis maga, afila bebeget sheyoimit kosha mesua. I'm talking about a beget that was spread out completely, and it was not folded over. Vayisham pshuti kliyeit, amapsik dum yizereshe, afal pikein, it's mekabel tume, if there was a beget godel, and you cut a beged of gimel al gimel as boy from it. Let us see the next phrase, please. Bishas prishos on mekablin tume meyavim. So now Ula said a moiridik ezach. But if you have a large beged and you tore off gimel al gimel et bois, so bishas prishos mekabel and tumah meyavim, Ula said b'metzias it's not shayach when you tear it. It shouldn't be a maga from the gimel al gimel et bois to the rest of the beged. So then the gimel al gimel et bois will become tumah maga medras. That's what Ula said. Vim Taima Fraktaismus Ulakamon Behoir Vahorite. Now Tais is going to go back to that Gemara. Gabi Hachoitech Boso Minachai. They're speaking about a person was Chaitech Boso Eva Minachai. The Tome. The Gemara says that Boso is Tome. Then in the Muki law, Kerameya. The Gemara says it goes according to Rameya. The Omar Tume, the base has stolen Metame. The Boso is Mekabel Tume from the Eva. The Boso is Mekabel Tume from the Eva. When was the Mekabel Tume from the Eva? Bishas Chiburoi, when he was Mechashev all of Loichloi, then he got a Teira Soichloi, that's Mekabel Tume from the Eva. Now he cut off the Boso was Tume, according to Ramei. Why Ula just opened up our minds? Ula told us when you tear one piece from another piece, automatically it touches. So when you cut off the basa from the eva, when you cut off the basa from the eva, so the basa is touching the eva. So the basa, it says that a chaytech kezayis basa min eva. It's the basa is tome, and the basa is according to Rameya. But this is why Dafka according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yossi, it could also, it's also mekabel tume. In the process of cutting it off, it is touching the eva, so it's mekabel tume from the eva. Why does the Gemara say it only goes according to Rameya? Now, when we ask such a kasha, before we go further in Taisvis, l'cheira the kasha doesn't begin. The whole lumdis of Ula was, you had a beged godel. After you cut off the small piece, it's still a beged. So the beged has to mismedris on it. Ula said, when you're cutting off the gimel al gimelet's voice, so it's touching the large beged that has a tumas medris. So the small gimel al gimelet's voice has makabel, it's maga medris. That's what Ula said. But that's what Ula said, yeah. But in this case, when you have an Eva, so an Eva is an Avatumet, it's an Avela. But when you cut it, so then it becomes Oiseva. So when it becomes Oiseva, so it can be Mekabel Tumet from itself. Bishleim, according to Rameya, it's Mekabel Tumet, a Maga Beis HaStorm, when it still is an Eva. When it still is an Eva, so Memele, so good. So it's a mekabel tuma from a neighbor. That's good. But if you don't hold like Rameya, so the only way can be mekabel tuma when you start cutting it. When you start cutting it, so it's ois eva. But ois eva can't be mekabel tuma. That's l'chayr a poshet to tell. Now, Taisus held a kasha. No, it's not so poshet. When you started cutting it, you have an eva. When you cut a little bit, cut a mashu. Finished. Now, when you cut this mashu, so the mashu is now not a base of stone. This mashu is not a base of stone. L'chayre, in this mashu, in L'chayre, it's still an Eva. L'chayre, it's still an Eva. And it's touching. And it's not a base of stone. That was Taisvus Kasha. That means Taisvus Kasha only started if when you cut a mashu, so it still has a shame Eva, Taisvus understood. And there's, now there's Nagia of the Bosa to the Eva, which is not a b'chin of a base astorim. So it can go according to Rabbi Yossi also. That's Taisvus Kasha. Mukhi kameidom atum in the base astorim atam, but look me full of Rabbi Yossi. The b'shas p'rishosim mekabel tume meha Eva. The doichik loyme de mairi ke goin de b'mashu rishen shenechta That means Taisva says, that means if the first mashu is cut, so this makes that the basar that was there can't grow back again, so then it loses the shame either. That means if you say like that, that the first mashu that you cut, and either is basar gidim ba'atzomes, but the complete basar that the Eva needs, then it's called an Eva. So if I'll say a Metzius, that when I cut a mashu of the Eva, so memele, that mashu cannot grow back again, so it doesn't have a shame Eva. It lost the shame Eva already, because in order to have a shame Eva, it needs, the Eva is the Eva what it is, that's a shame Eva. So it lost the chelik of the basa. So Taisva says, this is a doich. I mean, l'chayre could go back together. That means that if you have this mash, it would be on the behemoth. I mean, that's the criteria. It would be on the behemoth, and I'll cut it. So it will go back together. The small piece of meat will grow back to the rest of the Eva. Some Emela, so it's called, it still has a shame Eva. But if you stay like this, certain places, that'll be a good thing. The Emerson, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Chanan asked a similar, it's Taisvus Kasha. He asked Taisvus Kasha, he asks by a beggar, that Shloisha or Shloisha, that has Tumas Medris, you'll cut it a little bit, so then it still has a shame Medris, and it's not a base astorim, and it should be Mekabel Tumas Amizah. That was Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Rabbi Chanan is the Kasha on beggar that Shloisha or Shloisha. That was Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. In Rabbi Chanan, one of the truths Rabbi Chanan said was a moiridik chiddush. Rabbi Chanan said, "Kol zman that roi is not cut, it's called a beis astorim. The till roi is called a beis astorim, that's it can't be mekabel tumah. From Taisus l'chayisi klonan like that. Taisus asked the kasha, and Taisus only terence was because it's not malaruchet. But it will be malaruchet. I mean, the Taisus is klonan like Rabbi Chanan. Taisus is not called a beis astorim." So l'chayre, I don't understand. I mean, the Rabbi Chanan asked Taisvus Kasha, but I really don't understand what the tenets is Rabbi Chanan's Kasha.